Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. I've been so looking forward to this interview because, as you all know, if you're regular listeners, I'm an avid fan of animals and I especially love dogs. We have Scottish Terriers. But when I received this book, Secrets of a Working Dog, and there is this absolutely adorable face of a boxer with a pencil in its mouth, that is ready to write, well, it stole my heart, as well as my imagination. And, of course, Bella is busy. She's writing more stuff right now at this time. But we have Ellen Galvin, who is the spokesperson for Bella. And we're going to show you how, with Bella's wisdom, you can unleash your potential and create success. Hello, Ellen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And I can just barely hear you.
Oh, is this a little bit better?
Oh, that's a little bit better. Yes, it is. I hope you can hear me okay.
I sure can. Thank you.
You are welcome. Ellen, this book has such a wonderful sense of humor scattered throughout the whole thing. And when you decided that you were going to work together with Bella, which I found out was a boxer extraordinaire, not only is she gorgeous, but she's quite a talented dog.
Oh, she'll love to hear that.
Oh, yes. And you can always play this back for her if you like. Now, you call her the Director of Goodwill, abbreviation D.O.G. at Calvin Communications. Now, you're located in Portland, Oregon.
We are, yes.
Now, how did you and Bella get to know each other?
Well, Bella came to our family when she was 8 weeks old. And my husband and I, we run our own company. It's a marketing company. And we decided the benefits of working for oneself is being able to allow a dog's allowed policy. So Bella has been with us in the office since she was 8 weeks old, and she just turned five. So it's been quite a while.
Well, she is just a charming personality. Now, for those of you listening, Bella did have a statement about her book. She said that any examples of bad working habits that are possibly found in this book are purely coincidental and have absolutely, positively nothing to do with her co-authors. She said, after all, the first secret to success is never, never bite the hand that feeds you. I love this dog. I just think this dog is absolutely precious.
A wise dog.
Ah, yes. And Bella dedicated this book to her two-legged, two-year-old sister, Anya, who makes sure that she's never without food and who thinks that all dogs are named Bella, which I think is just marvelous. Wait a minute. Anya's your daughter, isn't she?
Yes, Anya is our daughter. She's now 2.5, and Bella and Anya have a very sibling-like relationship.
I was going to say they're inseparable, so excuse me. I didn't mean to insult Anya. But she probably feels like she's part dog at two. They just seem to have that empathy.
They do. They seem to just connect on a different level.
Yes, they do entirely. Now, this book was written by a dog. Of course, we've told you it's Bella. And she says in here, if a beagle takes offense, it's because beagle is lowercase and Maltese is uppercase. She says you've got to understand that a lot of the things that are put here are according to the protocol of humans. Not of dogs. Dogs really don't care, but that's all right. And there's all kinds of semantics that she corrects us on, which I just think is a hoot. And I really liked the quote from Gandhi that the greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged, by the way, if animals are treated. Now, Zelda. Now, she's a bulldog. You've got to tell us about this. Oh, you got to tell us about Zelda, because she wrote the foreword to this book.
Oh, Zelda the bulldog is just a wonderful, just a beautiful animal. And I'm sure perhaps you've been to the Hallmark card stores and seen some of Zelda's lovely cards. And that's Zelda, and she lives here in Portland as well. And she was kind enough to write the foreword to Bella's book. And she has a great story. She's just a very wise dog who's triumphed through some business ups and downs. So we thought she would be the perfect dog to write the foreword for Bella's book.
Well, and not only that, but I learned a new word. It's dogpreneur.
Dogpreneur.
Not entrepreneur, but dogpreneur, because Zelda is the CEO of Zelda Wisdom. In fact, she has her own website. For those of you listening, if you wanted to mark it down, it's ZeldaWisdom.com. Ah, yes. Now, you have this photo in here of your wonderful dog, Bella. And she's diligently concentrating on the computer that's in front of her. She spends a lot of time. She has some great quotes for dogs, but this is a book for people. But she wants to let you know that we have a lot more in common with them than you think. And this one by Charles Baudelaire is, "Where are the dogs going? You people who pay so little attention ask. They're going about their business, and they're very punctilious about their wallets, notes, and without briefcases." That's true. Now, she says that Bella says she's a little opinionated.
Oh, she has several opinions, and she's not afraid to voice them.
Now, how did you and Bella get to develop this wonderful conversation that entails wisdom that she feels needs to be passed along to people?
Well, Bella has been in, as I mentioned, she's been coming to the office with us for the last couple of years. And what started off when Bella first came to us, I started a blog just with pictures and little stories and anecdotes about her life with a puppy. And the blog became quite popular. Very soon we had several followers, and ultimately a reporter for the New York Times mentioned Bella's blog in the paper, and it sort of took a life of its own from there. And I discovered it was fun to write in Bella's voice, and it allowed me to say things that I couldn't say as a human, perhaps.
Well, one of the comments that she makes in here, "The Pavlov's salivating dogs don't hold a candle to the packs of people who drool at every beep, ding, or buzz that comes from their laptops, cell phones, and Blackberries." Ah, yes, she's an observant animal. What does she say? What's her wisdom regarding the overworked human?
Well, this is where she becomes very opinionated. She will sit next to my desk and tell me when it's time for me to log off of the computer. And what she's telling me with her eyes is it's time to put down the gadgets and the gizmos and just to get out there and engage in real life. And I think that's Bella's advice for all humans. We spend way too much time connected to our digital leashes.
Mm-hmm. Boy, is that a good description, digital leashes.
Yeah.
That is so true. You know, it's amazing. When you are in restaurants, you will be standing maybe in line somewhere, and you see people that are texting. They don't look anybody in the eye. They're just standing there, and they're doing their thing. And I remember one woman telling me she had observed a family sitting at a table. They were apparently there to celebrate an elder's birthday or whatever. She said she just was intrigued. She just watched them, and all of them were just texting. They weren't even communicating with the elder that they were there to celebrate the time with. And she was stunned.
Yeah. I find that a very sad commentary, and it's one of the reasons that I emphasize that in the book. Well, I should say Bella emphasizes that in the book quite a lot. It really, what dogs remind us is that we need to engage in real life with one another, with our dogs, and to put down the electronics.
Mm-hmm. Bella is very supportive, too. And by the way, for those of you just tuning in, we're talking about The Secrets of a Working Dog. This is a gorgeous boxer that is adamant about communication. And Ellen Galvin is not only the lady who is Bella's caretaker, but she's also a working associate. So Ellen has the chance to speak for Bella and present different commentaries in here. And you're down in Oregon, and in Portland, at the Portland Opera, they allow people to bring their animals in, their employees, to work. And I think for many businesses that are beginning to adopt that, they really are finding that there is a camaraderie among employees and almost like a relaxation that occurs, a loosening up of tension.
Indeed.
In the office when people bring in their animals. And I know you have the same thing. I have the same thing because we have a Scotty. And so when you have the animals around you, it's especially if you're in an office with a lot of people, they sure do elicit a lot of good conversation, don't they?
Oh, they do. And as part of this book, I did so much research and so many studies that show that American workers say having a dog or a cat in the workplace, for that matter, really increases creativity and camaraderie and is a fabulous way to relieve stress.
Libraries have been known for having the library cat.
Yes.
Bookstores, and of course you go into a vet's office, they always have a cat, a resident cat.
Indeed.
And even sometimes a resident dog, but cats are allowed to roam pretty well, and I just find them so much fun and interesting to watch and observe. But I also have found people that have had grooming facilities that they have adopted cats or dogs and parakeets and all kinds of critters that are just there, and you go, oh, how's so-and-so today? Oh, well, they're tweeting just fine. Or, you know, it's just amazing.
They really do make us feel good, and that was the reason that we gave Bella the title of Director of Goodwill. She certainly brings a lot of goodwill to our office.
Now, she has an attitude also about purpose in life. You've got a wonderful photograph of her leaping, and her ears are back, and she's just right up off the ground. She's just a gorgeous, gorgeous boxer. And she gets the zoomies. Tell us about the zoomies.
Oh, the zoomies, as many dog owners will know, is this moment when a dog just becomes possessed, or so it appears, with enthusiasm, and their paws lift off the ground, and they tear around the house or the backyard. In Bella's case, she runs circles around the dining room and the living room, and she just runs and runs and runs and runs and runs until she collapses onto her dog pillow with just a look of pure joy on her face. And her advice to humans is, more of us, we need to look for the things that make us zoom, things that give us passion and purpose.
She also talks about Akita, a Zadok, who is an Akita. Akita is a breed of dog. Zadok is 81 pounds. Well, you wouldn't want him as a lap dog. But she really admires Zadok. Why?
Yeah, Zadok is a beautiful dog that is here in the Portland area. And Zadok is a therapy dog. And therapy dogs, Bella has aspirations of becoming a therapy dog. And it hasn't happened yet. She still has a bit too much enthusiasm. But she looks up to Zadok as her mentor, as a dog to emulate, because Zadok did not become a therapy dog until later in life. So for Bella, she realizes there's hope for her yet.
Aha, gotcha. In your book, you have a number of stories that you share. And relative to this particular thought, zooming, you had a case study. You called it the Pixie Project. What was that, and who's Amy?
So the Pixie Project is an organization located here in Portland, and the founder is Amy Sachs. And she, upon graduating from college, she came back to Portland and decided there has to be a better way to show animals for adoption. And what she's created is a beautiful space. It's a beautiful, open, airy space. It doesn't have some of the darker, more depressing aspects of some shelters. And what she does is she works with the local shelter. She goes around to them, and she picks up the dogs that are the least likely to be adopted, and she brings them into the Pixie Project, where they are then given some time and attention and love, and then eventually adopted out.
At the end of each chapter in the book, you have Bella's sound bites, which I thought was cute. And one of them is, she says, run with the curveballs that life throws at you. Surprises are inevitable, but they can also lead to fantastic new opportunities. And take time to refresh, reflect, and refocus on what's really important. You'll live better and work better. Now, this one with Bella, laying on the ground with two dumbbells next to her, with her tongue hanging out, it's like, you have got to be kidding. But dogs love to move. They really, really do love to move. And boxers are very active dogs.
Boxers are very active.
Yes. And so I'm sure you and your partner have to make sure that this lady, this elegant boxer, is out and about frequently.
We do, indeed. And we knew that when we got a boxer, and boy, she has kept us in shape. It's been a wonderful reason to get out of the office, to step away from our computers. Bella needs exercise, so we take her out for walks and for runs, and she keeps us going and moving and reminds us how important physical exercise is to just mental, our mental capabilities and our creativity.
I had to chuckle because you have a chapter in here, she said, you need to take a long, deep breath and watch how a dog breathes. You'll see that he or she isn't thinking about yesterday or worrying about tomorrow. And they don't think about sucking in their stomach. When you breathe from your diaphragm like you're supposed to, your stomach naturally inflates and deflates like a balloon. And her comment is, ladies, ditch the skinny jeans. Besides, how are you going to take your dog on a nice long walk if you don't have any feeling in your legs? Okay. Is that telling us something? Have you got those skinny, tight jeans where your legs can't breathe? Is that what she's commenting?
Yeah, no, I do not. She makes sure that I don't. When she sits next to my desk and said, it's time to go for a walk, I better be prepared.
gotcha. We've got so much humor through the book. One of the things that has often been said about dogs, they live in the now. I think you will find that with most creatures, whether they're in the wild or they're domesticated. Living in the now is where they are. And Bella says, life is only now in this moment. By breathing like a dog, we become fully present to what is happening when it's happening. And I think that in our society, we are so often indoctrinated. We've got a plan so far ahead. I was talking to someone the other day, and they said, I've got a plan for 5 years, 15, 30 years. I said, why don't you just stay with three? You know, let's just take the first care of three. Don't worry about getting to the others. Because if you need to, you can always extend.
Exactly.
But it's all right. It's okay to have long-term goals. But I think sometimes we get so far out that we forget that if we don't take care of right now, you could have the greatest dreams in the world. They're not going to happen.
Exactly. And a dog will teach you that everything for a dog exists in the here and now. And they will stop and smell the roses. Or, in Bella's case, literally eat them, because she does like to eat my rose bushes.
Oh. You mean she doesn't check the local pea mail? I mean, that's what
she
we
does
find.
She does a little bit of that, but she also has a tendency to eat all of my flowers as soon as they start to bud.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, there's a lot of people that you have to pay a lot of money to, so you've got something special going there. She's aware of something nutritionally. Oh, my goodness. No, I just think they are really, they just really do have something to teach us. And you give a quote here from Dr. James Levine of the Mayo Clinic that today's humans suffer from sitting disease more today than they did 30 years ago. That's just a different way of saying people have become couch potatoes.
Exactly. We spend so much time in front of the computer at work, and then we come home and plop ourselves on the couch to watch television.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, what about the dog boot camp? You have a little section, thanks, dog boot camp, in your book.
This is a wonderful organization that was started in Southern California, and it was by a woman. She lost over 40 pounds in a human boot camp and decided, why not create something where people can also come and bring their dogs. So they lead exercise classes in the local park where the dogs learn obedience training and the humans get to exercise with them. It's fabulous. It's a win-win woof situation for everybody.
Attitude. I mean, each of these chapters, I just really enjoyed the perspective that Bella gives because she considers herself a dogpreneur with an attitude. She said, of course, it's only the positive kind. But she has this, and I have to agree with her. I rarely have seen, unless an animal's ill, the lack of enthusiasm about getting up. I mean, my Scottish Terrier, as soon as she knows that we're up and about, it's, man, I'm on the floor, I'm stretching, I'm wiggling on my back, hey, let's get it going, and she's out the door. I mean, that is just the natural state of an animal. And how much better we would be off, you know, how much better off we would be if we would have that kind of a joy. What does Bella suggest that we humans do for that?
Yes, isn't it true? And I think a lot of that joy comes from living in the moment instead of digging around in the past and dealing with, could have, should have, would have. And dogs don't think that way. They enjoy the moment that's in front of them, and they really savor it. And they use all of their senses as well, the nose and the ears and just the way that they focus on things. And we have so much to learn in terms of using our senses and looking at the world around us.
There is a story about a child, Mimi, that you have in here. And she's been, I'm sure she's an adult now, but since she was 7 years old, she was seeing how difficult it was for shelters to get donation of food. Tell us what Mimi did that made such a difference.
Mimi is now 13 years old, and she has just accomplished extraordinary things. And she created a website called freekibble.com. And what that is you go online every day and you play a fun game. There's a trivia question. And whether your answer is right or wrong, Free Kibble will donate 10 pieces of kibble to local shelter groups. And in the few years that her site has been up, she has contributed tons of dog meals, dog and cat meals, to shelters across the country. It's really extraordinary, and she's such a great person. As I said, she's now 13 years old. She's already been on the Ellen DeGeneres show. She's spoken with Oprah. She's really been a voice for homeless and hungry dogs and cats.
This story is just so incredible because here is a child of 7 who, by the time she is 11, after the association with the shelters, and coming up with this concept, she's just, you know, anybody that can put together 3.7 million meals to over 90 shelters, rescue groups, and food banks, and this just keeps growing.
You know, extraordinary. And Mimi has, and speaking with Mimi, I have never spoken with anyone with such energy and enthusiasm. She's just a wonderful spirit, and I can't wait to see what she's going to do as she gets older.
Absolutely. And then you have got something in here about the cheeseburger empire. I don't know where you found these things. This is amazing. Okay, we got to find out about the cheeseburger empire.
Yes, the cheeseburger empire is Bella's observation of my working habits. Occasionally, when I need a little break from work, I log onto a website that's called I Can Have Cheeseburger. And it's just a silly site where people upload photos of their cats, and other people come on and they add captions. It's the photos are cute, the captions are funny. It's a wonderful way to waste a few minutes a day.
Now, Bella noticed that your significant other had a problem with too much news and too much negative input.
Yes.
So apparently, Bella found that he had put himself on a media diet.
Yes.
And I love that description.
This is, yes, my husband Patrick. My husband Patrick is a news junkie. He's the type who will always look onto the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and look every media source. And unfortunately, if you spend a lot of time looking at the media, you get inundated with negative headlines. And he just decided it was time to go on a media diet. And boy, what an improvement. It's just, we can't eliminate the negative things in our life, but we don't have to soak in them either. And the media has a tendency to focus on the hyper-negative.
I couldn't agree with you more. Now, something that we all need, I had a client this morning in the Virgin Islands that I was talking with saying she needed more rest. Bella has such wisdom about the power nap. Educate us.
Oh, now, a dog is she's just the expert at power napping. It's finding a comfortable place, and in Bella's case, she will get on her pillow and fluff and fold and lie down and take a nap with no guilt associated with it. I think as humans, we often feel guilty. Oh, I shouldn't be napping. But indeed, studies prove that we need naps to refresh our brains and our creative processes. And a dog will take a nap with no regrets. And I think we should too.
You have so many fun chapters here. Communication, sit, stay, and listen. Can any of you visualize that? Sit, stay, and listen. Mm-hmm. And then how to build your pack, camaraderie. And there's so many other appreciation. Shake it like you mean it. Okay, let's touch on that one for a while because that's a visual.
Yes, well, when Bella, I think this is applied to all dogs, but with Bella it's quite pronounced. When she's happy, she twirls around the living room. We call it doing the kidney bean. So basically her little tail almost meets her nose. She curls herself up into a curlicue and dances around the living room. And now that's appreciation. That is just feeling gratitude from the tip of your nose to your tail. And wouldn't it be wonderful if humans just could show their gratitude and appreciation for the others in their lives?
You have a case study in here. When I read this, I said, yes, this is absolutely wonderful. This was a project started by Will Bowen in Kansas City, Missouri. And he is the minister of a particular church there. He loves animals. He encourages people to bring their animals to work. And he loves to have them bring their pets to his office when they come for a visit. But he got tired of something in his church, and that was the whiners and the complainers. Tell us what he did.
Yes, he was tired of all the complaining and the whining, and one day in his sermon, he pulled out these little rubber bracelets, the ones that people have around their arms, but these were purple. And he told his congregation he wanted them all to put them on one hand. And every time they found themselves complaining about something, they would have to move it to their other wrist. The goal was really to go a week without moving the band at all. And his congregants were just amazed to find how many times a day they were moving that band from one wrist to the other, reminding them how much they complained. And it really cut down on the complaining in the congregation. And it was such a popular program, he took it nationwide. And I think they've distributed just millions and millions of these purple rubber bracelets around the world.
Well, I think it's incredible. Your book is so much fun to go
Thank
through.
You.
It is absolutely a joy. And I think it just gives Bella just does such a nice job, and you did such a good job of interpreting her thoughts and her perspectives. But I really think that you've got so many wonderful stories in here, so many case studies and some other things, that it is a charming book to read. And of course, I fell in love with the cover as soon as I saw it. But Secrets of a Working Dog, Unleash Your Potential and Create Success by Bella the Boxer. Ellen Galvin and Patrick Galvin are those that put everything in black and white for Bella. Now, you have a website for her. Give us that website quickly.
Yes, indeed we do. It's bellatheboxer.com.
bellatheboxer.com. Well, mm-hmm. There you've got it. It's a great way to start off a day. It's a wonderful thing to refresh yourself with. And if you want to have inspiration and you love dogs, The Secrets of a Working Dog would be a must-read. It's so much fun, and you know what? It's a good way to share thoughts with teenagers, with young kids, and to bring a sense of humor into an environment that maybe could be filled with a lot of discord. Maybe you're just frustrated and burned out or however you might feel. The Secrets of a Working Dog by Bella the Boxer is a joy. I want to thank you, Ellen Galvin, very much for being my guest today. We're going to be taking a break, and we're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Rio. I'm the author of the cutting-edge book, Hooked on Raw. I want to give you and your loved ones the gift of optimum health. So when you order my book, Hooked on Raw, which has over 350 delicious, healthy recipes, I'll include my new DVD, What's Not Cooking in Rio's Kitchen, for a half price. Just go to my website, rawfoodinfo.com, and click on Holiday Special. That's rawfoodinfo.com. Click on Holiday Special.
Hello, this is Donna, and welcome back. By the way, if you want to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to give you some intuitive insight. All you need to do is call me on this toll-free worldwide number of 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Well, this is our lineup for the rest of the week. We're going to be talking tomorrow about the music business. Now, maybe you've wanted to have a career in music, or you know of someone that has had these aspirations. The entertainment business is a tough one. Music, especially with all of the changes in technology, has become even more challenging. Well, Lauren Weissman is going to be my guest tomorrow, and we're going to find out about what he has to say. As an artist himself, he's very successful. He's here in the Pacific Northwest. He put a book together, The Artist's Guide to Success in the Music Business. And believe me, it is really good. We're also going to be talking with Liat Gat, who is a knitting superstar. Now, this is a subject that may seem a little strange to talk about on the air, but she is quite talented in this area, and we're going to be talking about this, and so many people are interested in knitting. I am really amazed. I was more of a crochet person at one time, but knitting never was something I was interested in, but boy, do I have appreciation for people that do it, and I've got a girlfriend that she comes out with some of the most awesome creations, but we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. Then one of the biggest physical ailments on the planet. It's not heart disease, and it's not cancer. It is constipation. We're going to be talking about how you can cure that. Dr. Wes Jones is going to be my guest on Thursday. And then Howard Weimer has put together one of the best books I have come across in a long time regarding the development of intuitive gifts. Inner Guidance and the Four Spiritual Gifts, clairvoyance, clairaudience, and a couple more. That's going to be this Friday. So I hope you will tell your friends and you'll join us. And don't forget, if you miss a show, you can always pick up on the archives here at bbsradio.com. Just know that they're available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, and it's a good way to keep up with the many wonderful people that we have here on the Donna Sebo Show. And we will have a listing of the guests that are coming up, and also the brief write-up about each of them so that you will know more about what we are going to be discussing. But right now, that is not quite finished, so that will be up and available by tomorrow. Speaking of wanting to do things for the self, and we always are constantly having to grow and expand in so many ways and so many, have to do so many different things for ourselves. And I think of the little things, you know, we were talking about with Bella the Boxer in the first part of the show. Well, part of what we need to do, we need to fuel our bodies. We have to feed our bodies. And more people are starting to pay attention to what they put into their mouths. There is the adage that's been around forever that you should treat your body like a temple. Don't put anything into it that you will not feel will respect and give it what it needs. You want it to take care of it. Well, there are three spices that they're coming out more and more. They've been around forever, but they're coming out with the value of these spices and having them as part of the seasonings and flavors of your food because they have great health benefits. There are countries in the world that don't have anything like we do in ailments, and it has to do many times with what they are ingesting. So these are three items, and I have become more familiar with turmeric. It's actually quite tasty. I even like it on scrambled eggs. And like saffron, it's going to turn anything you put it into yellow. And its biggest health selling point, it contains curcumin, which eases headaches. It acts as a decongestion. Some allergies it will relieve. It seems to give you better immunity against colds. It also has been recognized as a substance that is very much a supporter of healthy cells and very much a fighter against cancer cells. And this is something that is really, really interesting. So it has a spicy taste to it. Sometimes I like it on scrambled eggs. It's really good. And one of my guests not that long ago said, if you become familiar with spices and have shakers on your table, just like you have your salt and pepper shaker, get a small Lazy Susan and fill containers with your different spices that you like to use. Maybe you want to have red pepper flakes. You know, when you go to a pizza parlor, they put out the Parmesan, the red pepper flakes. They have some other things that you can put on your pizza extra if you want. And this is what you can do with turmeric. And you want to be sure that you have it where it's in a shaker where it's not going to attract a lot of moisture to it. You want to keep it dry. Cumin is another one. It's very rich in vitamins A and C, and they believe it really helps people with sinus infections and colds. And peppermint. Oh, there's nothing like peppermint. It is so refreshing to the body. It's an anti-inflammatory. They feel it's very good for sore throats, for coughs, congestion. You can use it for tea. And I know when we have our mint plants outside, and by the way, if you're ever going to grow mint, make sure you put it in its own pot. Otherwise, it'll take over your garden. It's unbelievable. It grows and grows and grows and grows, and it just is prolific if it likes its environment. So if you can grow it in its own pot, it's wonderful. And if you have tea and you just take one of the leaves, rub it between your fingers and drop it into your tea, oh, does it do wonders? Absolutely awesome. And it works just as effectively in iced tea as it does in hot tea. It's absolutely terrific. You can also mix it into yogurt, chutneys, but it is very refreshing. And if you want something to relax and soothe the stomach after you have had a large meal, then having something like peppermint is absolutely terrific. And one of the things I want to share with you, I was out walking my dog just last week, and of course we walk every day just about, but last week I happened to meet somebody who was complaining about the gray. Now here in the Pacific Northwest, we have a lot of gray, and many times in the northern areas of the country, depending on where you are, you can have this. And of course here in the Seattle area, we're known for it. I mean, that's the one thing they'll tell you about is the gray Seattle. That's why when they talk about the blue skies in Seattle, everybody's so ecstatic, because when the blue flyness shows up, everybody's just cheering. But the reality is it affects you hormonally when you have gray, dingy weather. So it's a good idea to have a full spectrum lighting system of some kind that you can utilize. I personally have put them into as many aspects of lighting around my home as I possibly can, because it's something I noticed that was affecting me. And in as much as I'm up early in the morning and doing a lot of reviewing of material, it especially can feel sort of depressing. Sit under that full spectrum light, it's great. Well, you can also use an energy box. And I know this really works because I've had a number of clients that have implemented this, depending on where they're living, and it's just absolutely amazing. Why is this good? Well, sad is sort of like a depression you go through. And the other thing that's very good, if you're feeling like you're confined, cabin fever was a term that was used at one time when people felt isolated because of the weather and they were inside too much. Go outside and walk. Get outside. It makes all the difference in the world, and you're going to experience a lot more light, even if you have gray skies, when you're outside. And it does wonders for you, and you feel a lot better. So anyway, those are just some tips that I thought I would share with you today. If you would like to chat with me, give me a buzz at 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. All I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, let me tell you, of course, I always like to know where you're calling in from. Let me tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me about anything of your life. I am really surprised at scamming. I was sent a request for something. This just happened over the weekend. And I found out, to my dismay, it was for a speaking engagement. And I found out, to my dismay, it was bogus. And when an associate went and did some research, they said, "Have you read this latest information?" And here was a total outline of what this scam artist was doing. And it was really, really an eye-opener. When you are using the internet, it is so easy to have people scam you. They'll be able to get emails, they check in on things, and they'll send you information. And it will appear to be very professional, and everything is really the way it should be presented. And then you find out that it's a scam. And they had a little hook in here, and I sort of had my doubts. But it was exciting to get a particular request, and I said, okay, this is going to be something. And I said to my associate, let's check it out. I'm sort of feeling, though, that there's something not right here. I can't quite put my finger on it. And part of it was the spelling. There was some spelling that was irregular in the email with two words. That's all. And I said, something is wrong. They've got the same kind of feel. They Googled this individual and found out that there was a huge write-up on the scamming that this particular person was doing. So I wasn't the only person that this particular approach had been sent to. This individual is specifically aiming certain parties. So the bluff was called, but these things do happen. And there are a lot of things that go on. We have to, as consumers, as business people, as individuals, we need to be aware that if something seems to be too good to be true, sometimes it is really too good to be true, and we are being set up. And there's a lot of sales that will be promoted by different places. And I came across this material and I thought, you know, this is a good thing to share. Don't you don't do the BOGO. That's what they call it. It's buy one, get one half off. I'm sure you've seen that. I have. Well, they find that in research, stores that promote such offers often inflate their base prices. And the goods that go on sale are often more expensive than other options. And even with a markdown, they're going to cost you more than average. So, before you decide to buy something, do a quick price comparison to make sure you're getting the lowest price. And also, doorbuster sales. Well, at one time, all you ever saw them on or being done on the day would be Black Friday. Well, they're finding in research that retailers are baiting customers with mega deals on big-ticket items like flat-screen TVs, but the supplies are severely limited. And so, those customers that are in a buy-now mode, they often will buy anyway. So to avoid being one of those suckers, if you will, you need to do some online price comparing using the doorbuster specific model number before you go with your credit card or checkbook to buy what you think is really a good deal. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Hi, this is Rio, host of the Hooked on Raw radio show on rawenergyradio.com. If you're interested in the raw and living food lifestyle, along with the real story of what's happening to our health freedoms, and you don't mind a little controversy, listen to my radio show and podcasts on rawenergyradio.com. Each week, we interview guests and cover topics you won't hear on mainstream radio. Get informed, healthy, and involved. rawenergyradio.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. I love stories that have happy endings, don't you? Well, there is a story that I've got for you that I think you'll really enjoy. And it's about a lady and a winning raffle ticket. Yes. But this gal apparently just seems to have that knack. Have you ever had a friend that whenever you go to a conference or a meeting, they always seem to win something, and you sit there and you go, what is it with her? Has she got the magic dust for winning prizes? I mean, this has happened. I've had some friends, and I'll go, why is it? I don't know. I don't get it. You've got some kind of magic fairy dust where you seem to always win something, no matter where you go. Well, that is the way it was for Nikki. She just loved to play games. She absolutely had wanted to do so, you know, she just had a good time with it. Well, Nikki had found one thing in her life that just didn't work for her very well, and she was sort of sad about it. She was not able to have a baby. And she just would get so depressed. She was always so happy with her friends when they ended up getting pregnant and they would have their babies. She was married to a wonderful, wonderful man, but she just wasn't able to have a child. Now, she happened to meet a fertility specialist. His name was Mark. And he told her, he said, you know, my wife, for over 10 years, had every complication you could ever imagine. He said she had miscarriages, ectopic pregnancy. He said, can you imagine what it was like for me? I'd deal with patients all day long who were crying about the fact that they couldn't have a child. And then I'd go home and I would cry with my wife because we were not able to have a child. She physically just wasn't working for her. However, he said, things changed when we decided we wanted to adopt. And he said, these are my babies. And he showed Nikki a picture of his family. And he said, families, Nikki, are just people who grow up in the same home and they love each other. No matter what, you will be parents. So he invited Nikki and her husband, Fred, to a conference, and it was hosted by a nonprofit organization he had created, and the title was called Fertile Dreams. In fact, they have a website called fertiledreams.org. Now, this was all about creating families through having fertility treatments, but also adoption. And Nikki got all excited. The more education she got about it, the more she said, maybe this can help me. However, the cost for the procedure that she was looking at was going to be $15,000 or more. And there's no way that they would be able to afford it. Well, her husband, when they were discussing this, he was scribbling down numbers on a piece of scrap paper, and his wife felt like he was sort of ignoring her, and she couldn't understand what he was doing. And he said, there's a jar over on the table that's holding tickets for a raffle. He said, the prize is a fully paid course of in vitro. And he said, if we bought about 20 tickets, that'd be about $500. He said, I think we'd have a 1 in 10 shot of winning this raffle. Don't you just love men's logic? Well, as I said, Nikki had always had a lucky streak. She had won so many raffles that her family just joked about it all the time. Whenever she entered an office pool, all of her friends in the office would just groan. They knew Nikki was going to win. But she said, $500, that's a lot of money to spend on raffle tickets. Okay, let's do it. Well, 3 days later, he found out. He calls his wife at work. They won the raffle. Well, she was able to go through the treatment, and it worked. She got up one morning, and she said to her husband, Fred, we're pregnant. She also was thrilled. And now she was able to have the baby shower for a beautiful baby boy. And she said, I can hardly believe that a raffle ticket enabled me to bring this beautiful child into our life. She said, I don't care if I ever win anything ever again because I already have the best prize anybody could ever want to win, her baby boy. I thought that was just a great story, and I wanted to share it with you. I think life is so fascinating, don't you? You never know when your opportunity is going to happen, and sometimes you will go through, as in Nikki's case, years of disappointment. And I don't care if it's trying to work out particulars in a career or anything else. You never know when your opportunity is going to be there right in front of you. Might be a raffle ticket. Could be a perfect stranger saying, I need your skills. It could be a friend saying, here, take this opportunity. I don't want it. You just never know how it's going to come. Regardless, one thing to remember is never lose hope, have expectation, and continue to work towards what it is you want the most. And if it comes from your heart, somehow it will be fulfilled, maybe not the way that you thought it would be, but it will happen. This is Donna Siebel. I know that we're out of time. Tomorrow, don't forget, music is going to be our theme and the making of money in an industry that is highly challenged at this time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. I'm so glad you were able to join me today. I look forward to having you join me tomorrow. Tell your friends. We'll be right here, same time, same place, on bbsradio.com. Donna Siebel here. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.